One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. A short story about my experience getting rehired into a new position in the federal government and some of the weird, quirky things that arise when it comes to Schedule A hiring and disability hiring. Okay, here we go, my friends. One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast, episode 110. This one's got a little funky quirk on it, as most of mine do. This one is about some disability hiring within the government. I think I've done a couple podcasts about this quality of hiring within the government, disability hiring, disability preference. Can I go even so far as to say non-competitive hiring? Yes, it's called Schedule A hiring authority. And what this does is it allows the government to hire people with disabilities that have equal qualifications non-competitively, which means I don't necessarily have to apply for a job that I'm qualified for. And if I do and there's other applicants and we're all equal and nobody's in the military, then most likely I can get the gig. This is how it all happened for me 20 years ago. I was doing contract work as an artist, as a digital illustrator and graphic designer for the federal government. And they liked me, so they wanted to keep me. And my boss at the time was pretty hip about the whole Schedule A thing. And he said, you know, basically we can hire you in. You're already contract work. And since you have a severe disability, having the one hand is, how should I say that? Not having two hands is a severe lifetime disability. So therefore I qualify and I got hired into the gov. And then for the next 20 years, I worked in the illustration department, mostly doing graphic design work. I never really did that much actual formal illustration, but I did some digital illustration and just a lot of graphic design, what I like to call digital sculpting. And I just earned my 20-year certificate. That happened January 1 of this year. And shortly after that, I took a detail in IRM and really wanted to change positions. You know, things change over time. I change over time. My supervisor changed over time, got a new one, and just things have never been the same. So I knew I've wanted to be gone for a while, and I thought, okay, I have an opportunity in the IT department. They're looking for a Mac guy, and that guy is me. I've been doing Macintosh support for our group for the last 20 years, and I have a fair amount of skills, and I'm working on deepening them, and I can still do some design work, and I work on websites, and it's got a techie overtone, so my new position is great, because it incorporates a lot more of my skills. And the great thing is I can actually use Dreamweaver and Premiere Pro along with Illustrator and Photoshop, which I could not do in my other job. Mostly as an illustrator, I just did, I used Illustrator and Photoshop, InDesign to boot. But, you know, moving into the IT department, I actually have more flexibility regarding the kinds of software that I can use, which is really, really sweet. But when I made the pitch to our crew, I'd mentioned all these skills that I had and I would like to transfer over. And I said, in the end, the cherry on top is you can hire me Schedule A, which is non-competitive. So if you have a position, I have the qualifications. You don't need to open up the job to the general public or just offer it. You can just hire me straight across. And it's a great benefit. I've been working in the building for 20 years. Everybody there knows me. It's a great perk. I call it a perk because it's rare that I actually play the disability card. but sometimes I do. And mostly in an airport. I love getting on the plane early. And like I said a couple years ago, in one of my podcasts, I was referring to flying to China a couple years ago when I was on that Tibetan medical mission and I did a martial art Buddhist pilgrimage to the Shaolin Temple. But when I was getting on the plane, getting in line for the plane, China One, Hainan Air, right? The stewardesses, which were Chinese, came running out. They're like, oh, we'll get you on the plane. Do you want to get on the plane early? Let us help you carry your bags. And I thought, oh, this is great. They're going to put me on the plane early and they're going to carry my bags. Yeah, I felt like a rock star. Yeah. So, yeah, on a plane, I'll do it. And then if it's going to help me a little bit score a job, yeah, because I got some podcasts that talk about how hard it was actually getting a job without two hands. It's certainly something I don't want to go through again, but lo and behold, here I am again looking for another job. And the great thing is that I'm taking the Schedule A route, and it kind of put me back, just for a moment, just kind of put me back into that funky groove of trying to find a job and having a disability. And I'm bringing all this up because it's just been such a long time since I've necessarily had to deal with some of those qualities. Now, what I do want to say is, when I approached the IT department from the get-go, the supervisor there was like, we want to get you in. We're going to get you a temporary position so you can qualify for having more experience, get your resume together, and we really would like to hire you. And then I told them that my whole intention is that I want this to be a one-way trip. So I'm going to do a detail, which is a, you know, kind of a temporary position, basically. They're real popular in the federal government. Do a temporary position, acquire some new skills, try something out, help out a department, all of those things. But I was ready to try something different. We agreed that I would do a four-month detail with the intention that it's a one-way trip. And the long-term goal was to hire me. Now, after 3 months, I hadn't heard anything, but 8 days ago, they mentioned that they were going to keep me, and then I think it was yesterday. Feels like it might have been 2 days ago, but no, I'm pretty sure it was yesterday. I got an email from my supervisor and from the human resources department saying they needed to get a Schedule A document, proof of disability, basically is what it's called, you know, typically you can get that from your doctor, you can get that from a medical professional, from an organization that gives disability benefits, things like that. And I didn't think it was going to be so hard to kind of deal with that. Now, the main issue is I don't have a general practitioner. Basically, I don't really get so sick that I have to see a doctor, and it's been a long time since I've actually seen a doctor. And I've been thinking about getting a general practitioner, but then all of a sudden I have to produce this proof of disability. Now, I think that's funny because I should just be able to walk over to the HR department, lift up both my arms because there's a hand only on one and be like, is this proof enough? But no, they need like legal documentation. And I don't have a general practitioner, and I pretty much got 2 days. They want to officially hire me on the 9th, so I need to produce this paperwork pretty quick. And yesterday, I'm calling around to all these disability agencies. I'm trying to get a hold of prosthetists in town. Now, don't be scared of that word. Yeah, it's prostheses, you know, prosthetic arms, bionic arms, hooks, that kind of thing. And because that's a rehabilitation position, can fill out the paperwork. Basically, it's a simple paragraph that needs to be on letterhead from a doctor's office or vocational rehabilitation or, you know, some kind of disability benefits group, and then it needs to be signed. And man, I had a lot of trouble, and I don't have a lot of time. I was really struggling with this, trying to figure this out. And, you know, and it's funny because when I'm calling around trying to get people to help me out, they're like, well, do you have a job? Are you trying not to work? Do you need to get on disability? And I'm like, no. This is Schedule A, hiring authority. This actually allows me to more easily get a job within the federal government. This is a really good thing, and I'm trying to do this thing, and I need this paperwork. Oh, we don't do that. We don't do that. Call these people. Try this, try this, try this. Now, mind you, I just got done moving. I'm teaching Aikido. Two weekends ago, I was in the Mount Baldy, California at the Aikido Zen retreat. Last weekend, I was here, but I had so much to do getting the house cleaned and ready and finalized and moved out. Now I'm in reorg mode. I can't find everything. My room is a total mess. My computer is all haphazardly put together. It took me an hour to find all the parts, the keyboard, the cables, all of that. And then I'm out of town this weekend. So this showing up was a strong knuckleball, right? Because a knuckleball will throw you. You see it, it's not spinning. That'll throw you. It's not a curveball. It was a knuckleball. So I had to come out with this paperwork super quick. Now I think, okay, I have to find a general practitioner. Now, it is difficult to call a doctor up and get an appointment within 2 days. Typically, they're booked out. A lot of them don't even take new patients. Oh, nothing but a struggle. So finally, I'm just getting on the horn. I'm calling around. I call the hospital that's across the street from my work. I tell them my situation. They have a telephone number that helps you find general practitioners. They ask me what I'm doing, what I need. I was like, basically, I need two things. One, I need this form filled out. And two, I'm looking for a general practitioner. If I can find a doctor that's willing to do this, then I found my general practitioner. But here's the glitch. Right, here's the hitch. I need it done in 2 days. Also, I'm gone on Friday, so I don't have that extra day. I just got today, which is a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then I'm out. So basically, I got to get it in by Thursday. And most of the doctors I got a hold of, none of them are taking new patients, and the ones that do don't have anything open. So finally, on my last call, I get through to someone. They're like, hey, let me call this a medical care center that's affiliated with St. Alphonsus Hospital, and we'll see what we can do. I thought, oh, okay, great. That's at least further than I've gotten anywhere else. She connects me to someone, and the next thing I know, she's like, well, okay, you know, we have an MD here. You know, I think we can fill out that paperwork for you. It shouldn't be a problem. When do you need it? And I said, well, you know what? I need it by, well, Thursday. So I need to see a doctor that's willing to do this, and I'm looking for a general practitioner, and both those go hand in hand, which is a funny thing to say from a one-handed guy. And she said, well, you know what? We actually have a doctor in the office who is not only looking for new patients, has an opening today at 2 o'clock. Mind you, I'm calling it like 11:15. I said, I'll take it. And it's within walking distance of my work, right? Okay, so I get there, I'm talking to the nurse, and the nurse is asking me all these questions that she's got to ask anyway, and then she's asking me about this Schedule A thing. And she's like, so what's going on here? Do you have a job? You know, and it's funny because when I'm dealing with disability benefits and disability stuff and all of that, I typically am asked if I have a job. Now, when I was in Tibet, Tibetan people looked at me a little funny, because basically they want to know why I'm not homeless, because I don't have two hands. And I actually gave money to a homeless beggar, and his only thing was he had one hand. Now, that doesn't quite look for me. We locked eyes, and we had a moment where I was like, yeah, bro, you could probably do more. And he was probably thinking to himself in Tibetan, well, I think maybe I could do more. So it's so funny that it shows up now, and even the nurse was like, so are you... do you have a job? And I was like, yeah, I got a full-time job. I'm just trying to get another job. That's what this paperwork is for. This is non-competitive hiring. This allows me to be more easily hireable. And she's like, oh, you're not trying to get on disability. And I was like, no, I don't want to be on disability. I can make more money. I have a high capacity as a one-handed dude. I can get a lot done. So yeah, right? My female bra, my girl bra is a gra. And we got a big laugh about it, because she's like, I wasn't quite sure. And she actually left and came back and had to ask again. She's like, so what's going on with the intellectual disability, the severe disability, or the psychiatric disability? And I was like, no, it's not all three. It's just an or. This, this, or this, and I fall within the severe disability. Right? And then finally, the doctor came in. And we were talking for a little bit, and he's like, okay, I'm still a little unclear about this form. He's like, so are you trying not to work? Yeah, I was a little blown away. And I was like, no, man, this is Schedule A hiring. This is going to help me get a job. I'm trying to transfer jobs. And if I want to get a job, normally they have to open the position up to the general public. Schedule A allows them not to do that, and they can just hire me very easy, because sometimes the hiring process in the government is very long, very drawn out, and by the time that the job is offered, people have already gotten other jobs. It's just really, really weird. So I said, you know, this is just going to help me get the job that I want to get without any competition. They don't need to open the position. It can happen overnight. I just need this form, and I'm looking for a general practitioner. And he got kind of excited. He's like, well, I'm willing to do that. And I was like, well, great, I'm looking for a doctor, but here's the thing. If you don't fill out this form for me, I won't ask you to be my general practitioner. These two things go hand in hand. So I'm here looking for a practitioner, but you don't do this form, you don't get me. You want me, you need to fill out this form. So we need to be clear on what it is, and you need to be like 100% comfortable with doing it, or I'm just gonna go somewhere else. You know, and I already paid my copay and all that, so, you know, I'm just paying for the potential opportunity for this to happen. And it's really interesting because it took him a while. He even came back in. He was reading this. It's a simple paragraph, right? It's a simple paragraph. I'm going to post it in my, at the top part of my show notes. Not the show notes, but the description of what I'm doing, what this talk is about. I'll just put the quick paragraph in there. Or maybe I'll put it in my show notes. You'll find it. Just look for it. He was just really unclear, but once I explained it to him, he understood, and he's like, oh, I don't know that much about Schedule A, and I know most people don't. It's a kind of a government thing, but it's one of the ways the government supports people with disabilities. It's also a minority thing, and they have a thing for minorities, and they also have a thing for military. You know, so if you happen to be a female minority from the military with a disability, you can more easily get a job in the government if you're qualified, right? And I am certainly qualified. So having the Schedule A authority makes it work. He's like, yeah, usually people are trying to get out of work. I'm like, no, brah. I'm trying to get into better work. So I need you to sign this form. And he's like, you know what? I won't have a problem doing that at all. Now, what an interesting journey that was. And it had some funky overtones of when I've tried to get work in the past, because it's been tough in the past. And I'll put some cool links to my podcast about, I got a couple about employment, disability hiring, and trying to find work, and that one about that Tibetan beggar that asked me for money because, oh no, she wanted to give me money because I didn't have two hands. She was trying to hit me up for money. I showed her I didn't have two hands. And then she went into her beggar's jar and pulled out money to give it to me. Wow. So yeah, this podcast, just about that quirky stuff that goes on with the one-handed stuff, especially when it comes to hiring. Wow. And, you know, I'm not dealing with people that are trying to hire me, which can be weird anyway. But this is more about just the support that I need to get the Schedule A permission, disability proof, to hire me, because usually what people are trying to do in a lot of cases is not go to work and still get some disability cash. And okay, that's great. I got friends doing that, but it's not my thing. Right. So I'm just letting you know out there, podcasting land, anybody out there with disability, you know, mental disability, psychiatric disability, post-traumatic stress syndrome, you're a minority, you're in the military, anything like that. There's some avenues in the government where it's a little easier to get hired if you have the qualifications. And it's a good quality about the federal government, because they're really trying to help certain groups of people. And it's certainly helping me, because I've been trying for years to get out of my position. And this is a great opportunity, and it's a great job, and I was on a tight deadline, and I made it happen. But starting June 9th, which is right around the corner, today's the 4th, Tuesday the 4th, podcast goes up officially on Wednesday the 5th. On June 9th, I officially start my new job in IT, and I am so excited. So this is Alejandro Anastasio, One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast in my transition month. Pretty soon I'm off to Tibet and just going to start doing some other cool things. So please stay tuned. Tune back in. Check me out. I'll get my website rolling here, alejandroanastasio.com. But if you go there now, there ain't nothing there. Thanks for tuning in, and it's time for me to tune out. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.